Welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. I'm Ben Huber, a missionary at Damascus. We're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And today, this morning, we are reflecting on John 15, verses 9 through 17. So good morning, friends. I pray God is doing incredible work in your hearts here today, already this morning, and that you are filled with his peace as you pursue all the blessings that this day has to present you with. So to start today, I want us to recall our best friend growing up. Whether it was from someone from school, your neighborhood, or a family relative, I want you to remember that friendship you had. Maybe it is one that you still have today. For me, I think about two guys. The one that I'm going to share about this morning was my buddy Chad. Chad and I are still really good friends today, which I'm so thankful for, as he can see just the many different ways that I've grown all throughout my life. But he is also somebody that I can share my past experiences with. Chad and I became best friends starting in kindergarten, as we were in the same class and we kept each other in the direction of living a godly life all throughout high school. One of the greatest gifts that I shared with him as one of my friends. I don't know what friendship means to you, but friendship starts with love and ends with a great appreciation for someone that you're close to. The reading today demonstrates the friendship Jesus shares with each of us and invites us into an opportunity to live out what I call kingdom friendship. And so today we're going to look at John 15, verses 9 through 17. So let's go there. Starting with verse 9, as the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another. My friends, to love God is not just to live by his commandments, but it is to live by his commandments through a motivation of love, a motivation that is inspired by love himself, Jesus. This is what friendship is, to lay down one's life for another, to do what's best for the other, to lead the other to heaven. This reading today is from the Vine and the Branches passage. To live in friendship means to live on the one true vine, because that is what's going to bear fruit in our lives. That is what is going to lead us to truth, and that is what is going to bring us to a life of complete joy. The kingdom of God is heaven's embrace. So what if today we chose to establish each of our friendships from this mindset? What would change in our lives? Would we be more joyful? Would we be able to identify the truth and subtract the lies in our personal lives? Would we live more as the man and the woman we believe we were made to be? Our friendships shape the people we become. And the greatest friendship that I had growing up was with a person, whether I knew it fully at the time, that honored God by his life. Chad may not have been perfect, but he loved God, which helped him to see the love that I was made in. No matter who we become, who we come into relationship with, Jesus sees them as a friend if they choose to give their lives to him, if they choose to commit to living out his commandments. May today we see the dignity and the worth of every human person from this mindset, one that is rooted and motivated in love. So let's just go ahead and just take a moment to pray for each of our friendships that we have in our lives. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, I just ask for more authenticity in our friendships here today, God. We ask for greater love to lay down our lives for them, Lord Jesus, to see who they are and who they're made to be each and every day, Lord. Lord, we are so thankful for the many friends that we have, God, and how you're using them and using those relationships to bring about your glory, God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been a scripture reflection on John 15, 9 through 17. Once again, my name is Ben Huber, a missionary at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, visit us at damascus.net. God bless you.